Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Wishing you. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And thank you, Peter Baker. This is Terry Wilson, and this is Dollars and Cents, the show that we want to take time out of the day, whether you're running, you're on that treadmill, podcast, develop for that business man and woman, that professional that wants to become more than what they are currently. And, you know, there's always room for growth, no matter who you are, no matter what stage in life you're in. The moment that you stop growing, well, is the moment that you stop exchanging oxygen for carbon dioxide. So you want to always be in a place in your business, in your personal life, that you recognize that there's room for growth. Today, I want to talk to you about seven things that successful people will never say. These are seven things that if you say this, if this is in your vernacular, if this is part of your vocabulary, get rid of it, because it could be the very thing, the actual words that might be undermining your chances for success. I found this on LinkedIn, as I'm a member of LinkedIn, and it was written by the founder of OpenMe. He's a columnist for Inc. and Forbes, and he's a gadget lover. It says it in a little bit of his bio. His name is Elia Posen, and I hope I'm not butchering his name, Elia Posen, I-L-Y-A-P-O-Z-I-N, Elia Posen. And I read this and I said, man, this is good stuff. And so I wanted to share this with you. It's seven things that successful people never say. The things that you might hear around the office, no matter how innocuous they might seem to you or other people, they might be knocking you down the career ladder and putting the top positions you dream about out of your reach because the wrong people or in some cases, the right people are hearing you say it. And it really has to do with the attitude, because out of the heart, you're going to be sharing how you feel about things. You know, the good book, says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so a lot of times we really need to just change the way we feel about things and the way we think about things so that our speech pattern will change. But the number one thing that successful people never say, that's not in my job description. See, when you accepted your current position, you had a good idea of what the responsibilities are and the workloads. And when we get back, we'll talk about that.
The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, you know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's L-E-A-D-S by T-E-R-R-Y.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to leadsbyterry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So the number one thing that you just want to take out of your vocabulary is that's not my job description. And like I said before we went to break, when you accepted your current position, you had a good idea of what responsibilities and workload of the role would entail. Throughout the months or the years since you settled into your job, however, your role has expanded and changed shape. Some of these changes have probably been good, while others have made you wish for simpler times. When a boss or manager piles another responsibility on your already sore shoulders, it might be tempting you to pull out this classic gem of work avoidance. But the better option, however, is to schedule a time to talk to your boss about your role. A specific conversation about your place in the organization is a good time to bring up the particulars of your job description. Not when you're asked to get something accomplished, no matter how stressed you are or how valid the complaint, dropping this phrase only makes you look lazy and unmotivated. Welcome the opportunities to be able to show and explain and to illustrate greater value you have. I'm telling you, it works. Number two, the thing that you want to get out of your vocabulary is it can't be done. See, throwing in the towel makes you look like a quitter, and quitters don't get promoted. If you want more responsibility, if you want to illustrate greater value, you definitely don't want to use this phrase anymore. Instead of giving up on a project entirely, frame your response in terms of alternative ways to get the work accomplished. Very little is truly impossible, and most managers and executives want forward-thinking problem solvers to climb the corporate ladder. If you offer solutions instead of giving up, you will be seen as a valuable member of the team. Number three, it's not my fault. No one wants to work with a blame shifter. After all, it's just a matter of time before this person eventually shifts the blame onto you. Take ownership of your mistakes instead of pointing out where others have fallen short. Admitting to a mistake shows character and the ability to learn and grow from problems. Pointing the finger at someone else strongly implies you'll never truly learn from your errors. Even when sometimes it's not your fault, it's better to find ways that you can say, well, you know, I should have anticipated that. You know, while I don't understand why that happened, I'm going to learn from it. We'll be back right after this.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Can't get over that piano part. I love it. But that's the musician in me. Number four, the fourth thing you want to just alleviate from your vocabulary is this will just take a minute. Number four, this will just take a minute. Unless something will literally take only 60 seconds, don't overpromise and underdeliver. This is huge in sales, in marketing, and in business in general. Do not ever over. It comes down to managing expectations. The better you can manage others' expectations on delivery time, service, and all that, the better client business relationship you are going to have. Saying something will only take a minute also has the side effect of undermining your efforts. Well, if it only takes a minute, it must not have been difficult. Therefore, it must not have a lot of value. So most likely the reason the particular task won't take long is due to the benefit of your professional experience and acumen. By saying it will just take a minute, you're shortchanging what you bring to the table. You know, I learned this lesson in a lot of the marketing and web design and graphic design and things that we've picked up over the years. There are some things now that literally only takes me a few hours, but if someone went outside of our agency, hired a company, and brought them in, it would take them days, weeks to accomplish the same task because they're not already tooled, geared, and have the experience and expertise. But that doesn't devalue what we're doing. We still charge like it's going to take a week. You know, just because we can do it in a matter of hours rather than weeks doesn't mean it has any less value. And you need to understand that in your own professional career. Just because something is easier for you or you're already tooled up to do that, don't sell yourself short. Charge what it's valued at. Number five, I don't need any help. The rugged lone wolf type might be the hero of most action movies, but they're unlikely to become the hero at your company. You might think you can go in alone on a project or in your career, but the teamwork a part of business is essential. Being able to work with others is the hallmark of a good leader. You're unlikely to climb your career ladder always flying solo. So I don't need any help needs to be removed and excavated from your vocabulary, your mindset, and even the way you process and think about tasks. Really, when your superiors are looking, your clients are looking at how you manage things, this is a huge, huge downside to a lot of people and their perception of you if you look like a lone wolf. Number six. And it's ironic I see this because just had a conversation with one of my children around the dinner table last night. And so this is a big no-no in the Wilson household. But you hear it in offices all the time. You hear it in business all the time. And it might not be said this way, but the attitude's there. The vocabulary is there in maybe a different way. But number six, it's not fair. See, and this goes to a cliche, but life isn't fair. And often your career won't be as well. Instead of complaining, you should look at specific actionable workarounds to the problems you encounter. It is unfair a coworker got to run point on the project you wanted. Maybe, but instead of complaining, work harder and go the extra mile. Finding a solution will always be preferable in your professional life. When you claim it's not fair, it really just sounds like whining. Just to be honest, there's no way around it. When someone claims this isn't fair, typically it's because they're not winning in the situation, and it comes across as whining, even if there's validity in the claim. Never, ever say it's not fair. See, people that succeed, they never claim that because they want life not to be fair. It's not fair that we were born in America in a wonderful country. And there goes my cell phone that I should have cut off. Let me hit mute here real quick. And number seven, this is the way it's always been done. If that's in your vocabulary, if that's in your mindset, if that's something you said, if that's what you say in defense of seeing people suggest change, remove it immediately. Doing things the way they've always been done is no way to run a business. You know, one of the biggest obstacles that I run into when I'm consulting with small business owners, small business people, talking about the structure of their business, talking about the way that they gear and tool up their entire staff to take on their projects and the workload that they have. One of the biggest red flags for me is when people have this posture, well, this is the way we've always done it. What they're saying is, I'm comfortable with this way. I don't like change because I don't want to have to have the stress of having to learn a new system. That's human nature. But the companies that are succeeding in today's world, the small businessman and woman that are succeeding in this new environment, this new economy, this new way of marketing, are people that have seen the changes in the landscape of the marketplace, understood them, looked at them, and took on the early stresses. I would rather have a stress of saying, I've got to change, I've got to learn a new system, I've got to learn a new way of marketing, I've got to learn a new way of doing business, I've got to learn a new way. I'd rather have that stress than the stress of continuing to try to do business the way we've always done it and then failing time after time. And I can't tell you, that's probably out of all the businesses and small business people that we talk to and work with, I would say 90% of them, a lot of their challenges is number 7, the way we've always done it. See, doing things the way we've always been done, there's no way to run it. Just ask some of the companies which towed the line, accepted the status quo, and went under, and you're talking to one. So those are the 7 things that you never hear successful people say or do. And I encourage you to remove them as well. 90 degrees and freezing.
You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.